Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Best morning show on the radio. That's why you guys are still around and the competition's going.
The Rise Guys Morning Show rules.
A white guy played an Asian man, and I said, hey, that's really racist for a movie.
Well, it was a different time. They didn't have...
I'm saying the wrong words.
Because of the war and politics and stuff, they couldn't get folks in to play those parts, so it's like, you know what?
It's like
everybody's big on keeping jobs in America, so
like all the dudes in Shakespeare played women too.
Weirdest one is John Wayne playing an Asian in a movie. Like that was
like, was the Merchant of Venice a lesbian secretly? Talk about his pound of flesh and walking around with that big robe on.
What about the Barber of Seville? Was it a man or a woman?
Yeah, is Figaro like, is that a man's name or a woman's name?
Figaro.
And did I mishear it completely?
I think you did.
Figaro, 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 Figaro. All right. We get lost in this music. Who wants to eat omelets at a jewelry store anyway? All right.
That's a good point.
Truth and consequences. We told you yesterday and earlier this morning that we have someone who found out, you know, not letting the cat out of the bag all the way. Like I said earlier, the tail's still in there. She found out that her stepmom is cheating on her dad. And she found out who with, too. So it's going to be a confrontation of sorts.
You know all that, and you got to save it. That's what I'm thankful for.
That's where people like this are better than me. It would have been a confrontation on the spot, especially if it was like this situation. So, saying all that, let's say good morning to Sue. Hey, Sue.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Sue.
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 Hi. Hey. I was just saying good morning to you.
Hi.
Don't be nervous. It's okay. It's okay.
Well,
I know your fat boy said you're nervous. I know. So, again, you found out.
Yeah, I found out my stepmom's cheating on my dad. It's with a woman.
So it's with a woman, and now see that's a lot. I mean, first off, I got to ask this. I'm taking notes, and so I won't ask you like 10 minutes from now,
which is a good idea.
How old are you, Sue? If I may ask, if you don't want to say, just say it's none of your damn business, jerk.
No, I'm pregnant.
I'm sorry? You're what?
29.
Oh, 29. Okay, 29.
Just had a little connection issue there for a second.
And did your...
louder, can you hear me now?
Yeah, you're good. Did your parents divorce when you were younger, or was it later in life, or...
No. They never divorced, but my mom did pass when I was 11, and then my dad was married after 2 years.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
That sucks. That sucks. Hold on, Fat Boy. Should we try to maybe?
Yeah, let me try.
Okay, hold on 1 second.
That phone is garbage.
Yeah, it really is.
Sorry.
I just didn't want it to, because this is going to be like some like monumental, life changing phone calls, and you know I couldn't even understand how she said she was. I had to ask a second time. So that already brings up this, like, what if you found out that your mom's gone, but then your dad's with another woman? See, I got to find out if she got
along.
That'd
be hard to deal with.
Or did she get along with stepmom ever? Because anybody that comes along, especially when you got to assume if your mom's gone, you're going to instantly maybe not like that person. And it also, let's not jump ahead of ourselves, folks. This is in the moment right now. People are already saying, well, does it matter if it's a woman? You know what? It's just a shock, perhaps, let's just say. Let's just say it's a shock. Let's say if she, it could be anything. Just quit looking for reasons to be aggravated about stuff.
Should be good now.
Okay. So thank you. And again, sorry about your mom passing away. You said you were 11 when she passed?
Yes.
Okay. And when did your dad and his stepmom, when did they marry?
He got married. We married 6 years ago.
Okay. And did you get along with stepmom? Was there issues?
Yeah, we never had any problems, you know. We got along really well. You know, I moved out right after college, so I didn't really live with them, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, everything, you know, seemed fine until May.
Okay. And okay, what about May? What changed in May?
Well, Dad, he started acting kind of different, you know, like quieter and, you know, kind of down, not really himself, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to ask him because, you know, my dad's a man, so I'm supposed to shut down. So I asked Arlene instead.
Okay, like, you know, just kind of getting old or? Like,
no, he just seemed, you know, like a little depressed, like worse. It was like kind of like, I don't know, like posh. You know, he was just like, I don't know. And she was just mean, just outright mean. She basically told me to mind my own business. And
oh,
she was just super rude.
Wow.
And I thought that was odd because I didn't usually get that from her.
So, and you did what I'm assuming every loving, I don't want to call you broke, but let's just say economy savvy. You did, so you followed him, true? You did, right?
Don't call me a psycho now, but yeah, I followed him. And I am broke when it comes to these TIs. They want me $1,000 retainer. I don't have money like that, you know, so.
God.
I just watched for myself.
That would be, I mean, I didn't realize it was, you got to think with everything, it's pricey. That, what a boring job that would be, though, unless you had, like, really something spicy. I mean, it would just be, you're just sitting there all the time.
Yeah.
Tell us what happened when you followed your dad.
Well, I followed him 3 times before I saw what I saw, actually. Once, stopped at the gas station, and then Arlene showed up. They kissed, and I answered.
Box,
like plain
shipping box. Hold on 1 second.
It don't sound like that over here on the headset.
Oh, for real?
So I wonder if it's something we got going on.
Let me try to have mercy. You know, this poor lady, she's sharing a moment with us, Paige, that is getting us a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
And, but I'm also here to
appreciate her being.
Yeah. I know. It's just, it's when we call. Because in a little bit, we're going to call stepmom, and she's going to confront her with all this. And I don't want her not to be able to hear her, because it's all choppy-doppy. What's she saying?
Yeah, she sounds crystal clear over here. Like, I don't know what the... But, like, where it's getting lost.
Well...
Oh, did you hear that big pop?
I did hear a big pop. Okay. Okay. So, you followed him 3 times, and he I'm sorry, you said he stopped at the post office, or stopped where?
No, he stopped at the gas station.
Okay.
And then she showed up and kissed, and then he answered the plain shipping box, you know? And then they kissed, and he drove off. So I followed Arlene. I wanted to know where she was going with the box.
Oh, yeah. What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box? It's the ghost of Amazon Past. No. She said, shut up.
So silly.
So I followed her to an apartment complex, which is really weird, you know, Piney Mountain in Asheville.
Oh.
And she walked towards the pool area. Then all of a sudden, this woman came out, and they started making out. I mean, like, not friendly pet, you know, like, full-on making out, like 7 to 10 kisses. And then the other woman grabbed her ass, like full grab. It was so vulgar. I'm telling you.
No, I think you said she full-on grabbed her ass.
Wow. Like,
she full-on kissed her and grabbed her ass.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yes, what I thought I heard.
Wow. So, like, full-on groping.
Yeah, like, totally cupping the cheek, you know? Like, wow. I was getting sick to my stomach. Wow.
Oh, God. What'd you do after that? Kick your leg up, smoke a cigarette, hit the vape? Crack a window? What'd you do?
This is serious, guys. No, I mean, you know, this is like, you know, a big deal to me. So I called my dad. I couldn't tell him what I saw, but so I lied, you know, and I said, like, you know, I had one of these asthma attacks because I couldn't breathe. But I said I was better, you know, I wasn't dying. I just needed to tell something, and I didn't want to tell him on the phone.
Well, you don't want to tell him just like, hey, you know, by the way, your wife's grabbing some lady's ass at a gas station.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
Exactly.
That's lady true. I don't know.
That's true.
You might get turned on by that deal.
Well, yeah. You don't want to say, oh, yeah, by the way, your wife is snuggling poolside here with a stranger at these apartments here in Asheville, which I wouldn't say the name of the apartment.
No, I didn't want to tell them anything. I just wanted to call the other woman, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not calling her stepmom anymore. I'm done with that.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll call her my dad's wife. That. You know, I just want to tell her to be a real woman.
Mm.
Being silly. At least tell my dad. You know? I'm just going to give her 3 days, and if she doesn't tell him, I'm going to get the hell out of her. I just don't know what else to do.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, if you would. My goodness.
I don't have faith in this one. I don't know what else to do.
I don't either.
I tried to pot her up a little, you know.
But it's
give a couple
it's,
extra
it's,
dB.
It's,
but
just to break,
it's real
you,
choppy.
Have you tried having her call us?
Well, I called her on a different line. I don't know if...
want me to call her on my cell phone and we put it on speaker, perhaps?
She says she's not on speakerphone.
How long will it take her to drive here from Asheville area?
I don't know if she's got the jawbone in, but...
it's a Bluetooth. They used to have a jawbone. That's what it was called.
Like, I don't know what's messing with it.
Mm. Okay. Gosh, I don't want I'm gonna go pray, and I'm going to ask for forgiveness for thinking what I thought about Paige a while ago. It was good. Don't worry.
Oh.
It wasn't anything bad. It's just because that revealing top you're wearing today.
Yeah, but it's like where the arms are cut. We're like that's supposed to be the cleavage.
It's like you know how a ballerina would tie up her shoes up her leg with the straps. Like
she was one.
That's her arms now, and it's like it's very nice.
Okay.
Yeah. You want to step outside?
Sure.
Yeah. All right. We'll see if we can figure out a cell phone situation for this young lady here.
What do we do if it's not any better? Like I don't want to you know think about that, but there's a possibility.
I don't know. Why don't we do this? I will call in now, or we'll people call in. We'll. Oh man.
See if it's choppy.
Yeah. Either way, because if we can't hear like we can't when we try to call, that's an extra line on top of that, and
plus you only get one shot.
Yeah. Hey, I'll go ask WORD if we can use their studio for this bit. How about that? That one's working great. All right, good morning, everyone. We love you.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. Yeah, she's fun, isn't she?
Oh, yeah. Just walks out.
Like, I frantically run to go use the restroom in the brief amount of time that we have, and then I come back and, oh, good, I have like 60 seconds. And then right when we get ready to go back on the air, Paige takes her 90-ounce Stanley mug out to get some, probably wine, let's be honest. You've heard the show. There she comes.
Look at that.
God, what a work. You change arms carrying that big old sucker around? Are you use the same one every time?
I beg your pardon.
She puts her elbows in the stirrups, I bet, when she goes gets her gimmick looked at.
He's talking about how big your water thing is.
Yeah. You can set those on fire.
You said big, and that hurt my feelings.
Well, ample size.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, it's it looks like something that a dog would have around its neck to go rescue some hikers who were distraught up in the mountains.
Orbeez.
Remember that from cartoons, those big old dogs, and they carried like whiskey barrels around their neck? Like, was that real life?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
Poor dogs.
I know. They couldn't even drink it. All right. Now, we've tried to make this work. And I'm not talking about the show. I'm talking about...
We've tried.
I am talking about this call. This call. How long has the phone been invented? It's been a while now. We're coming up on, what, 50 years?
When is that when Bill did it?
I don't know. It's over 100. Anyway.
Yeah, definitely.
When did Marconi rip off Tesla?
Oh, gosh.
Start with that time.
Well, no, I think, I think Marconi got it first. I mean, he really did. And until they changed the name on the award, I will go with Marconi.
Or Terry Scab, whenever he invented it. That's the only award we got, which is still not here, by the way.
I know. I still worry. I wonder about that. And you know what's the craziest thing is I just got to be honest with y'all. I've thought about both of you as maybe like people who did it.
God.
I can't help it, dude. It's like an award that had our three names on it that is, I mean, it's a pretty big deal.
Dude, I could get one if I wanted to. I got to hook up. I could get one of those like an Oscar if I wanted.
Why won't they just get us another one?
Well, you got to pay, like, this payroll deduction is $80 per. Yeah.
Come on.
It's like when you find out to get your name on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, you got to pay $10K.
Because I heard somebody talk about it, another in the building, that said they were going to get that for everybody on the show. I'm like, oh, that'd be cool. How much? $80 apiece. Okay.
No.
I'm good.
No, I'll just wait till next year when we win again.
I'll bring in some other awards for you. Can we do our own awards show?
I can get a brick paver that says, you know, greatest morning show that ever lived.
Let's do that.
You know, I can get whatever.
All right.
I'm sorry.
We won't win the award for best phone system because we're having a little bit of trouble. Now, I will say that I went outside and called into the studio. Fatboy said it sounded crystal clear. But I also have a wonderful voice that I think could sound amazing through any kind of phone. I really do. I think I could have a can right now with a damn shoelace attached to it, and you would hear me
magnificently.
Sounds good.
I have a nice voice.
You do.
It's really where it stops, though.
Okay.
It's the thoughts that come out of it are usually not very good. Absolutely too self-degrading, but it's part of my charm.
I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
I know, I am too. Godly bum. It's like, you also got to understand, too, this is somebody's real life. And if the woman is like, she can't hear because of the bad connection or whatever it is, then we're going to have to, like, fat boy, we're going to have to be like a couple having a conversation in front of other people where we look at each other when we talk. So we know, like, when we'll start nodding at each other. Like, okay, this is when we jump on and say, you're live on the radio. All right.
Now we're going to have to break the news.
She found out that her stepmom's cheating on her dad. Her mother, God bless her, passed away when this lady was a little girl. Dad remarried. She noticed something was different about dad. She got suspicious, started following dad, ended up following stepmom, and that led her to an apartment complex where she made out with a woman.
Grabbing her ass.
Cupping the butt cheeks, she said. Yeah. And
doing that bounce thing women do in videos.
Where they just...
I don't like it personally, but I've seen them do it.
I love that.
Up under the cheeks?
Yeah. I mean, I
where it hangs over the leg?
If it's a natural move, I don't want them to sit back there and flip it. But when you walk, if it's got a little... Boop, boop,
You don't like it when they're doing it with their like hands? That kind of looks gross.
No, I don't want it to look like... It, that reminds me of Ace Ventura. Like, I think they're just sitting there trying to talk to me with their butt.
Oh. All right. Serious right now. Let's bring her back and fingers crossed and toes and all that stuff.
I told you the recap there. Sue wants stepmom to. Oh, okay, so that's the that's where we lost you at. You were saying that you were giving her an ultimatum. Is it correct, Sue?
Yes, basically, I said that she needed to get I couldn't really get the words out when I'm speaking to my dad, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't really want to, like, throw him off the edge or ruin it. So he was just, you know, he's just been different.
Yeah, I see. So I will tell you this, Sue. First off, you promise you won't cuss, right? Even if this phone, no cussing.
Who would hear it?
Well, that's a good point, too. Okay, so Sue, knowing that we're having this phone connection, again, we don't know what the problem is. Hopefully, when we call stepmom, the Lord will intervene, and miraculously, everything will just fall into place. Now, if she can't hear you, and she's like in that, you know, purgatory, if I don't know what the hell is going on, we're going to have to jump on and kind of drop it, okay?
We'll try.
Okay, I know. I don't understand how...
I don't get it.
We,
I only have a few more minutes, so I might have to call back another time.
Okay, let's do this then. All right, hold on. All right, hold on.
Do it. Ah, never mind.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Do we want to do it?
Yeah.
I don't want to be put on her time constraint.
Well, I mean,
I know it's time sensitive, but
well,
it's like a one shot deal.
Let's just let's call stepmom, and we'll. And if she can't hear her, then we're just going to jump on and tell her, and then...
Okay.
Oh.
It's a lot.
Who, if you're the one who put this curse on this studio, this hex, whatever it is, if it's a, you know, it's one of our engineers secretly work for iHeart. I don't know what it is. I don't know. Something. That ring don't even sound right.
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello? Arlene? Hi, it's Sue.
This is Arlene. Who? I'm sorry, who's this?
It's Sue.
Oh, Sue, why are you calling on a blocked number?
I don't know what that is. I'm calling from my cell phone.
Oh, that's so weird. So, what's going on this morning?
Look, I know what you've been doing. I've been watching you, and I saw you at the Piney Mountain, you know, those apartments, and I saw you kissing a woman by the pool, so don't even try to lie to me.
You did what?
I what followed you. I took a picture. I saw you. I followed you. I took a picture, so you can't
you
lie.
You don't know what you saw. Stay out of my business.
What?
This is my business. That's my dad you're married to. I don't watch you grab this woman's ass. I mean, how old are you? You're like 60 or something. It wasn't friendly. It was actually disgusting, I can tell you that.
You need to calm down. You need to calm yourself down. Your father is fine, Sue. He knows. What? He knows all about it. He's always known, and he's fine.
You're telling everybody.
What are you talking? I'm talking to you, everybody. What do you mean,
Arlene?
Everybody?
I'm about to freak out right here. Hey,
please, sound like Frankenstein.
I'm
walking
sorry,
over.
But like I'm biting my finger. Like, oh, please don't cuss, Arlene. You're live on the Rise Guys Morning Show. We're a radio show out of Greenville, South Carolina.
Wait.
Broadcast throughout the lovely Bible Belt. Yes, it's a segment we do called Truth and Consequences, where we let listeners call people and confront them about something.
Yep.
I'm sorry. You put me on the radio?
Live.
Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Sue?
No, bitch. Are you kidding me?
Oh, I heard that.
Bitch? You calling me bitch on the radio? You bitch? Well, I can't believe you did this.
I can't talk to someone. I'm done. Goodbye. I'm so pissed with you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, she hung up.
Which one?
Sue's gone.
Okay, try to call Sue back. I guess.
For the eighth
Arlene,
time.
I know. Arlene, we are not picking a side with anything. We are just, she told us all this stuff, okay? And please hang with us, because this has been quite hard to get through, because as you heard, her phone wasn't that good. And it is live radio, so please don't cuss. But hold on 1 second. Fat Boy, what's the update?
Let me try one more time.
Okay. Also, I think that might be a record for bitch being said the most times in 10 seconds. She hung up. So she told us all this stuff about noticing that something with your husband, her father, is... hold on, I got to pause again. What now?
Straight to voicemail.
Crap.
Like straight to it.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I don't know if she hit that on purpose.
She accused you of cheating, and now you said... during that series of bitch exchanges, you said that he knows, her father knows, and like, hey. Does that mean like this? It's again, I don't know you, and I have no side. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, I'm on your side because your phone connection is better. Like, does that mean like
I have no idea what's going on?
Is the marriage like a sham, or are you like he knows you're in the women, or?
My marriage is not a sham, and none of this is any of your business, Mr. Radio Guy. My sexuality is not your business.
Why don't you just admit it? She's come out with it.
She said he knew.
Because I was talking to family. I didn't know I was on the radio at some circus. Listen, if this is what your show does,
yeah,
tricking people and humiliating families, then your show sucks.
Well, it does with
well, now she hung up.
What a bee! I didn't want to say it again. It's been said too many times.
Oh, man. That was...
That was heated.
How do we get thrown into it?
Right?
At least she didn't call us vultures. We'll take sucks, I guess.
She she must not know about that prestigious award we were just talking about.
I know. That we used to have.
Okay, I've got... Man, you know what? Like, you listen to something and you start... drawing, like, again, you're only hearing voices, right? And I'm like, well, there's so much of that right there.
Do you think they swing? I bet they swing, probably.
So that's what I'm wondering now. Like,
it says Simpsonville, right? Not Asheville?
No, it was Asheville.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not like, Simpsonville. Or what? Anderson. Since Anderson wants to be in the second running for
hold
swingers.
On. Whoever texts in is great. Hold on. Boy, we're getting a lot of texts right now. 1-800-774-0093. You can call and text that same number. 1-800. I said it fast. 1-800-774-0093. Stepmom said stepdad knows. He's known the whole time. So, but known what?
I wish there was a way everybody's connection was good, and then we could have called dad and just settled it from the beginning. Because she said that because she knew that we would never talk to him, right? I assume that's why she said it.
I don't know. Like, what do you think? Like, does he really know, or is she lying to like cover for herself?
Or she said that to her, thinking she wasn't going to talk to her dad about, you know, his sex life is what it comes down to.
Yeah. Oh, she definitely doesn't like stepmom. Like, the stepmom,
Is she jealous? Does she want to hook up with her?
No, I don't think it's that.
There's enough lesbianism to go around.
They're definitely swinger couples. The woman always gets to pick. That is true, is what I've heard. The guy really gets no say-so. It's like, you know, when you get married. She decides the decorations and who your friends are.
That's a good explanation, right? Mm. I would think so.
Yeah. Or he's known all along. Oh, that makes my mind go like, well, maybe like she's not really, it's a marriage of convenience, you know? Plus, yeah. What's the age gap? Like his dad,
they didn't sound too far apart.
Too far apart either. They did sound different.
Yeah, yeah, they did. Your dad's got to be older. 15, 20 years?
Yeah. Okay, all right.
At least that old.
Oh, law. See, y'all say, oh, I can't believe you act like you're tired. I'm tired physically from just that little phone call interaction. I can't imagine being a 911 operator. I got to deal with real life stuff like that.
Do you know people work till 5 o'clock? How does that even...
How?
How is that a thing?
I don't know. I hate the traffic you people calls at 5 o'clock. I hate your kids at 3:30 too. All of them.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys.
They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This right here. So I went back and scrolled all the way up to as far as we could see with the text messages. And I don't know if it's, I don't know the number by heart, but I don't know if it's Travis in Bowling Springs from Travis Bowling Springs Sports Cards, but.
What's up, Trav?
At 7:18, I'm calling it right now. Dad already knows. Arlene straight up said it. I bet she's not lying. Like, he already caught it. But I think, Fatboy, you said it too. You also said it.
Yeah, but like. Okay, Sue's not going to get any answers. Dad's not going to admit it to it in front of her.
God, you know what I just thought about? I can control F and on the keyboard.
Yeah,
and
type in.
And type in, because there was one that said.
How embarrassing.
Shortcuts.
Fat boy nailed it. This is 100% a swinger situation. People in Nashville are freaky, trust me. Jeff from Traveler's Rest.
Oh, Jeff's been going up the mountain a time or two.
Let's go to some phone calls. Remember, it's the same number to call and text. Just don't get confused and start texting and wait on us to say something. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093.
I don't have a screen up, Fat Boy. Who we got?
Yeah, I'll start with John. I thought John.
John, also in North Carolina. Good morning, John.
Good morning. What's up?
Good. I don't know that you wanted me to say where you were from, but that's fine. I did. I didn't say which part.
Oh, that's fine. I'm from Marion, North Carolina. I'm not ashamed to be from Methodell County.
Oh, man. It's been a while since I've heard that. Well, you've got that.
Well, like you say, I'm not on meth, but a lot of people are here.
Well, you know what?
No, man. This woman who's, you know, trying to get her dad to know about this, if her dad already knows about it, and I can't blame the woman eating pussy. I love it.
Oh, gosh, bless
that boy.
I didn't say it. Did he read my mind?
I mean, I don't disagree.
That's why you get the special show.
It is why streaming the show is the ultimate, you know, like I say, when you podcast the show, you're missing certain elements like the music that's playing in the background often that we're referring to, or, you know, this, that, or the other. But the live stream is when someone does say something like they
that
like to use their mouth on a woman in that way, like he just did. Well, you would actually hear it.
I agree with that, man.
You like doing that too?
No.
Oh, I see.
Like, you know, I like it myself.
I understand.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
But not to be so shocking to where, you know, you get in trouble.
Right. There needs to be some kind of retribution. You can't allow this girl to come on your show, stir it up for 40 minutes, and then drop the phone and not give anybody any answers.
I kind of agree with that.
Yeah,
because...
But I'd rather her hang up if she knows she's about to cuss a bunch, and also her phone sucked.
How would you
feel? Let's just say it. Which president gave you that phone? Which one? We're calling them out.
How would you feel if your child...
Oh, shit, now. I can't use analogies in that way.
Like, you wouldn't want to know.
What about his child?
I just said child. It doesn't... Or anybody's child calls your new wife and starts something like that. How do you feel about that? Getting into your...
I'd say you're moving in on my piece. Like, what's up? What are you trying to do? You want to talk to Rambo?
Yes.
Rambo?
Is it the original one?
It is the original.
Okay,
Rambo.
Good. I know we had issues with a fake Rambo before. Good morning, P1 Rambo.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
Doing all right. I figured I could call in since I've been in a relationship, something like that, for 18 years.
Really?
Okay.
What would you call?
We're about to celebrate our 18th wedding anniversary next month. And
congratulations.
Hell yeah. It's legal.
You
now.
And two women, or...
Yeah, now that's the rule my wife has, that we made for each other, together, not on each other. We either cheat together or we don't do it at all, and it's with the same woman, and we don't do it behind each other's backs. And I mean, she, you know, back when she moved down here, she couldn't really express herself. It wasn't until after we got together and was engaged that I found out all of her exes seemed to be female. And I said, why did you go to men down here? Because it wasn't allowed down here back then.
Oh, that had to make you feel odd, I guess, maybe? Like you were like second choice?
She had got with a man whore, so I figured it's about the best. She was, you know.
Yeah.
I better marry this one. At least I won't be like all the rest of my family cheating on their women.
Oh my gosh.
Do you ever pick any of the women, or is it just straight her? Like she's doing it.
It's straight her. And
it's
you know, after a couple of them, she realized if they like me too much, she don't like him too much.
That makes sense.
Oh yeah.
God.
But I have to admit, every time at the beginning, they would try to come over while she was at work or something. I always tried to wind up getting with one of us instead of being with both of us. So people kind of ruined her on that. But
yeah. So you said it's the same woman, though, that you have the...
Me and her get with the same woman. We don't go out and get women separately.
Now, what would
like
you...
This, what this would other you, issue might be her going and getting a woman by herself. I don't know, but...
What would you do, though, like if your wife... Now, let me finish, Rambo. What if your wife said, what if we go hang out with another man tonight?
That's fair.
Well, we both agreed on that. I'm not that way.
Right.
And she never really liked men to start with.
God, that has to mess with your mind, though, Rambo.
But he's the only man she liked.
That what a compliment. You know what? I take it back. It's half a glass full or whatever the hell it is.
I mean, I got very lucky. That's all I can say.
You found the last, You are the last penis that a lesbian could want, Rambo. Yeah,
right. You out here slinging it, Rambo.
Well, well done, sir.
Well, she tried to date a couple boys right before me, but they weren't. They were boys. They weren't men.
Yes, there you go.
That's understandable.
I stood up for her. You know, she had some rough family, and whenever it come down to her and putting up with them, they wouldn't put up with her family. They wouldn't stick up for her. And well, just like when she told me she liked women and how she couldn't be with them down here, I said, you can be with them if you want to be. If somebody's got a problem with it, I'll deal with them.
So how normal is, like, a once a month type situation? Or
well when we didn't have a kid, it was all the time. But, you know, now we won't bring them back to our house or nothing, and nowadays it's gotten harder because so many people are bar hopping, and I got to be honest, we've been very lucky and never caught nothing. We're very picky.
Amen.
And it's kind of slowed us down a lot. Now it might be a couple times a year when it used to be maybe a month.
It's like going out for a special meal.
Yeah.
Well, just coming across the right person. You know,
oh, that's
we just
gross.
Ain't getting with whoever.
Yeah, Rambo, we appreciate you. The original
Rambo.
Rambo, thank you, sir. He's a survivalist.
And if my wife has got a GoFundMe going for Trish DeLish, if any P1s want to help her out, y'all can go check it out.
Very
Trish
good.
DeLish.
Thank you, Rambo. Thank you,
the Rambo. The swinging Rambo. Threesome Rambo.
That's got to, God.
Kids mess it up, man.
I'd like to have another half hour of just Rambo, just to say, man, like, down deep, though, like, do you, she's openly lesbian. You're the last man that, and she also used you for, yeah, it is an ego boost, I guess. I would just be very wary of that. Like, if.
Or you think it's going to come back and kind of bite you?
Yeah.
She might.
Well, I'm into that.
You think she's not fully switched yet?
What do you want to? You want to go back to John and Mary and see if he changed his mind about liking that? Or
you want to?
No. No, I don't trust that again.
I don't. We could go. Could go to break.
Well, let me read some more texts because we do throw that offering out there for people, and it's a lot safer. I can actually pick and choose, and we don't just hear things like that.
You know, Ron Burgundy.
Dana said, "I about spit out coffee when Sue said grabbed her ass like full on cupping. You can't make this stuff up." Every time I think y'all can't get crazier, you take it up a notch. Keep it up, Rise Guys. This show is wild, man. Yeah, but it would have been better if you could have heard everything. But then, well, whatever.
We just offer the platform, man. These are the people that they're living the situation.
Yeah. We're just the Hulu to their...
whatever the hell.
Whatever on Hulu. I don't know anymore. They don't brand stuff well anymore. Mm-mm. I didn't know Fox had an on-demand service till yesterday. Swear to God. I had no clue there was Fox on-demand. Did not know. I thought they were like rooted in with Paramount or whoever. I'll read one more text here just because there's so many.
All right.
There's a lot.
Sue needs to calm down before she ends up throwing hands. I'd love throwing hands. Throwing hands at Thanksgiving. Lord help that family. Ronnie and Greer, Matt, man, you met me at the barbershop. I don't remember you, Ronnie. No, I do. I do remember Ronnie and Greer. I do. It was a special moment.
I was getting a bowl cut, Matt, man.
He was. He was doing himself in the mirror. Now, I'm not talking about a haircut. All right, Paige, you want to do some headlines next?
Yeah.
All right, what are you working on?
We're going to talk about why Hulk Hogan was left out of the Emmys. Someone believes that there's a reason for it, and we'll get into that story next.
I don't think Hogan knows best ever were nominated, were they?
No, like there's probably a good reason why he wasn't in the memoriam.
Yeah, memoriam. Yeah, but they've put people in there before that were not, they were just, you know, pop culture figures or whatever.
Yeah, but when was the last time he acted?
You know what they were doing, dude.
Brother, put me in there, brother.
All right, we'll find out more about that next. Good morning, everyone.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love.
I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.